I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, you are rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Hopefully you're having a pleasant Wednesday, May 24th so far. Plenty to get to. Celtic Pride. Celtic Pride was on display last night. They get the Game 4 victory. Jason Tatum was brilliant. And there was so much pride on display on the part of the Celtics. In fact, it sort of make you wonder where it was those first three games. Done it. Now John's going to come up in here. I can see it in his eyes telling you that we may have a series. We may have a series. I can see it in his eyes. I'll let him get to that. But first, I'll finish up my little two-minute start.
They're getting longer and longer.
No, actually, they're getting shorter and shorter.
It's like inflation.
Ja Morant had several posts on his IG. It's several IG stories. They're down now. We will discuss what they mean. Was certainly a topic on Jeff Calkins' show. I believe those were posted this morning. Said love you to mom and dad, to his daughter, of course. And then there was one there at the end that said bye. Mm-hmm. And we'll discuss, you know, what that could mean, where that Ja Morant story is now. TNT had a one-hour show last night on the murder of Lorenzo Wright as part of a series they do that's in its second season. Tough to watch. Tough to watch. We'll talk about it. I stayed up for it. It was after their coverage, of course, of the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll discuss. Nothing real new, but I did have some thoughts there. And then, hey, how about a round of applause, Brad, for Memphis baseball. Got a big win last night in the AAC tournament, John. Number 6 seed Tigers, Kerrick Jackson in his first season, upset the number 3 seed yesterday, Wichita State. So congrats to Tigers baseball, which in his first season, obviously looking to change things over there in terms of the culture. Winning, good first step in the AAC tournament.
Yeah, good for them. Shout out to them.
I'm on top of it, John.
I see, man.
I got it all today, brother.
You still got your fastball, man. Nothing's getting past you. I love it.
That was a little long, though. But you know what? I enjoyed every single second of it.
So I got a text in the second quarter, and so this is why you have to be very careful about when you choose to deploy these things. But I got a text in the second quarter from one Jessica Benson, and she said, top three player, in reference to my opinion that Jason Tatum is a top three player in the NBA. And at that point, he was struggling. He was turning the ball over. Heat were winning. It looked that first half was like a loop of every game in the series prior. Mm-hmm. It was Heat making threes, Boston turned the ball over, Joe Mazzulla calling a timeout, nothing changing, lead getting larger. That is how the first half looked. And then there was a second half. And for the first time in this series, the Celtics put together a stellar 24 minutes of basketball and blew the Heat out, avoiding a sweep in a game where Jason Tatum had 34 points and was absolutely brilliant. Who
33. I'm looking at the
33.
I knew you were going to give him more than what he did.
Well, that, by the way, lifts his elimination scoring average closer to 30 points a game in elimination scenarios.
Why does he always have to wait till his back's literally against the wall?
That's what the greats do, though. That's what the greats do. The greats have their best moments and the biggest moments. And so, yes, it solidified my opinion, in my view, that Jason Tatum is a top three player in this league.
And I knew you were going to come in here saying you were right today, but I didn't know on how many points you'd have, how many bullet points.
And I will say this.
Start on Jason Tatum.
If the Miami Heat don't have Gabe Vincent, the Celtics will complete a 3-0 comeback. It will happen. I have no doubt in my mind about that. Because that means they're going to have to do what? They're going to have to give 37-year-old Kyle Lowry all those minutes. And that's bad. That's actually awful.
We can do it one more.
Gabe Vincent is shooting 60% from the field. Kyle Lowry, not.
Bro, if you want to say Boston in seven here, you go right ahead.
I'm close.
Do it.
I need to know Gabe Vincent's playing. If Gabe Vincent can play.
Waiting. You saw. It came down. He tweaked it. Yeah, he tweaked
he
it on his own.
Reggie Miller. So
it wasn't even on his. Reggie was trying to say it was on Butler's foot at first. It was just he came down on his own feet. Just tweaked it. It'd be fine.
Yeah, look, here's the thing.
You're doing a lot of ifs over there.
Boston is an 8-point favorite in game five. They're going to win game five. Game six is for all the marbles. So, you know, I think because if it goes back to game seven for all of it in Boston, they're winning the game. They're winning the series. Absolutely agree with myself there. Yes. Do not count this Boston Celtics team out, man. Do not. And I told you guys yesterday, I said, it makes no sense logically because they have been punked the entire step, every step of the way. Mazzulla looks out-coached and is. They look like they quit, and then they blow out the Miami Heat, even after being down six at half. So, yeah, that's sports, folks. It makes no sense, but it happened. And Silver made the call. Y'all really thought we were going to go 9 days without basketball? Not a chance. Or excuse me, NBA basketball. Not a chance. Not a chance.
You know the other thing, and some have pointed this out, but we've said the only time 3-0s comebacks really happened is 2004 when the Red Sox came back on the Yankees.
Don't let us get one is what they said.
Well, there's that. And did you see who was there for the game last night in Miami?
Kevin Youkilis.
No, fool. Two members of that 04 Yankees team, the Jeta man, the captain, of course, and then you had A-Rod there. Two members of the team that blew
choked it away.
That blew it were sitting there front row.
They were down 3-0 in that series?
Yes, John. The only time, really, and here's the deal. It was the Boston Red Sox, John.
Oh, no, that's the kiss of death.
It was the Boston Red Sox that did it. This is the Celtics trying to come back.
No.
Was that
the juju sort of aligning? I'm not rolling with you, though.
Was that the Bloody Sock series?
Yeah.
Yes, Schilling and the Bloody Sock.
Yeah, I have bad memories.
It was the comeback, and it was the Boston Red. You hadn't put all that together, have you?
I think that's why they were saying don't let us get one, because I think that's what the Red Sox were saying back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Came all the way back.
And the Heat did exactly what the Celtics instructed them not to do. They let them get one.
Oh, just come.
They let them get one.
Now, Jimmy was looking old there at the end.
They looked gassed.
Jimmy looked hurt.
They looked gassed.
Isn't he going up for those dunks
slowly? Well, you got to think at some point the extra mileage of the play-in tournament maybe would set in.
But he had only played the 30-something, what was it, 31 minutes the game before, and you thought you'd preserved him a little bit.
Well, look,
I hope it was just he's sandbagging a little bit.
It's amazing how average the Heat look when they don't shoot 60% from three, though, isn't it?
Dude, the story is still the Celtics shouldn't have been down 0-3.
Oh, I agree. I think they've already blown. Till the second half of game four to actually look like the team we are.
That's them.
Yeah.
It's got to be back against the wall before they play with any level of urgency.
Well, and then
they might wait till the second half or the fourth quarter, as we've seen in some of these instances.
Yeah.
I give it to Tatum, though. When he needed to, he finally came alive. It seems like, dude, it takes him one or two threes to get going, though.
He does. He has to have it. He does have to have it.
Before he can, he's got to hit one or two threes before it unlocks the rest of the game.
Well, I know people hate Reggie Miller, but I think in this series he's been very poignant about the way things are going to play out. Because there was one game, it might have been game two. It was game two in Boston, and he was like, "All right, Duncan Robinson, they're coming out of a timeout. Duncan Robinson's going to come off of a screen here. It's an out of bounds play. He's going to hit a three, and the Celtics need to call a timeout." Because they were at that point, they had watched a 12-point lead disintegrate into a 7-point lead. Mm-hmm. The Heat had the ball, and dude, that is exactly what happened without the timeout. Without the timeout, Duncan Robinson came off the screen, banged home the three, no timeout.
Reggie's fine.
Celtics end up losing the game. He said yesterday, right? He said during the game yesterday that this is scary. This is a scary game because you're letting Jason Tatum get going and you're letting them hang around. And this is like when they were down seven to nine.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. So when he's like a soothsayer. If Reggie Miller says it, then I'm just gonna believe it.
It's true. We've gotten you sidetracked on you being right about last night. We have to set up.
Not about me. That was Celtics.
I'll stop. You know what started.
Oh, we haven't even touched the show up.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got stuck in that Jessica Benson texted me.
She should have been more careful.
Again, we got sidetracked.
She poked the bear.
We got to, apparently.
She poked.
Don't do that.
She poked a bear, man. Grant Williams, by the way, great last night.
He blocked the Jimmy Butler shot, too, and gave him a little look, didn't he?
He did. But he was very, it was very, like, brief. It wasn't like.
I appreciate the fire.
Yeah. And he.
I know he wants to. I would take him on my team.
He didn't back down. He didn't back down at all.
As a reserve.
Big show today. Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us in the first hour. He's getting ready for the UIBL event here in Memphis this weekend. So we'll talk to him about that. He's the host.
I mean, I would imagine feeling a lot of pressure to put on for the city. You know, you got the UIBL making a stop here for the first time, and it's that prestigious circuit's history. You're 10-2 so far on the circuits, the last stop before the Peach Jam.
Yeah.
I believe they've got, we can ask him, John, most of the stops, all the stops are four games. I believe this weekend's holiday stop, the last one, is a five-gamer. We can ask Coach Hurd about that. They're certainly in good position as they look ahead to July's Peach Jam. Boy, yeah. I said that smoothly.
Yeah, congrats on that. Can you give a round of applause?
I'd give myself a round of applause, too, of that. What a great intro that was. You should use me more in these but then I would elongate them, wouldn't I?
New York Times headline, professional radio host uses sentence.
No, it's just about how smooth I delivered it. But go ahead. You like patting yourself on the back, but none so much for your host.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
12:30, we'll be joined by Antonio Anderson, former Memphis Tiger. Yes, he has a
nice get, boys.
Foundation event tonight. He's launching a foundation, and so we'll talk to him about the mission and the event tonight. It's at Let It Fly. How people can get involved, things like that. He'll join us at 12:30, and then at 1:25, Mark Giannotto.
I believe that's one.
At 1:00. One.
I think we're scheduled for one.
Yeah, Mark Giannotto is going to join us at 1:00. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Want to get that whole Giannotto experience.
Yeah, the
whole. Don't want to have to shorten it up.
Yeah, the whole Giannotto
appreciate
experience.
Him and his flexibility.
At 1:00, so that is the show today. We talked already about the game last night. Celtics, of course, getting the series back 3-1, going back to Boston. But then this morning, and I was not even aware of this because I'm not, you know, I.
Yeah, you're just not on social anymore.
Well, I just kind of separate myself from some things, but there were Instagram story posts from John Morant that. Have since been deleted, but essentially felt like a goodbye, see you later, whatever you want to say. He had posted a picture of his mom saying, love you, mom. Posted a picture of his dad, said, love you, pops. Posted a picture of Carr. He said, you're the greatest, baby girl, love you. And then finally, a post of himself with the TNT mic in the back saying, bye. One word, bye. And those are all...
I think they're all down now, right? When Calkins was on, he said the bye was still there, but my son tried to look at it this morning. We didn't see the bye.
Right.
I think they're all down.
They're all
now.
Down. They're
okay,
all gone.
Okay, okay.
They're all gone.
I want to make sure.
And look, we don't. There's been no reports about what Jai's doing. There's been no reports of a potential punishment being levied. There's, you know, all of that is not public information. So we don't know what Jai knows. We don't know what you know his representation knows. We don't know. What he's doing, you know, so that this is all, I do think it should be said, it's all totally speculative. Whatever we're about to say and do, it's all totally speculative. We don't have any information or any kind of, unless you do, I don't. But it, you know, people are having this conversation today about John Morant and what those posts indicate and what those posts underline and the vibes they give off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Okay, like I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I listened to you with Jeff. How concerned are you? That's the question he was asking on his show. Sounded concerned.
Well, I'm concerned for his, you know, not in terms of do I think you know he's going to do this, that, the other. Okay, because I can't begin to weigh in on that. But what I do get what I do sense is somebody that needs some help and is not in a great mind space and perhaps is on his way. To getting or trying to get into that headspace. But clearly this is not normal behavior. It's not normal to say bye and love your mom and love your pops and love your baby girl. And, you know, that's not something that you see, you know. So whether that means he's headed to a facility or whether, you know, it means something else, I feel, you know, that it's just not normal. Whatever that means, I don't know, but it just—it's not—it's not—it seems out of the ordinary to me.
Yeah, You said key word. Everything we're saying is speculative, and what you don't want to do is get wildly speculative.
Right.
Right. Wildly speculative. You want to be responsible about it. But so I'll tell you that my first thought was that he was saying goodbye to his family to go to a treatment center.
Knowing, I think that's a fair
knowing too that he went to Florida, right?
Correct.
The first time.
Yes.
You know, we've been basing this sort of on history and how the NBA, in terms of whatever punishment it levies against him, is going to look at the 8 games it gave him the first time. Well, we know that part of that and part of what he did, you know, in terms of his responsibility to the Grizzlies and everything else, he said was going down to a treatment center. Now, in Florida. I mean, he talked about that meditation and everything else. Also said, hey, I don't have a drinking problem. That's important to keep the, you know, we keep the facts straight and all that. But so to me, rather than this is a guy who might be on the edge, I mean, of course you have to take all those possibilities into account. It was saying goodbye to your family, probably headed to some sort of treatment facility, whether that's for, you know, again, don't even want to speculate on what it could be. Perhaps it is going back to, dealing with stress in ways really, perhaps it's something else. But the point was, look to me like that. And why wouldn't it be, John? Why wouldn't that be part? We've said, you know, John needs help with some things. He said it in terms of meditation, dealing with stress better. I keep going back to that phrase because it's the one he used, not wanting again to accuse him of having this problem or that. But what's clear is that more help is needed when you're doing the same thing 10 weeks later, and whether it's more intense help, a longer session, going to a different one. I think the first thing you think about when you say you see Ja saying bye, because he knows too this could give off, you know, a perception that you are in some sort of trouble. And so and again, maybe that's why you do it on you know, your post and it goes away. But
right.
My guess here is that Ja is starting to, this is part of the steps, and getting away from family for a while is, again, maybe a first step towards getting the help that he needs.
Yeah, and it's not really that productive for us to do the whole psychobabble thing here and try to assess what he means, what he's looking for, what he, you know, it's just, it's not.
Is it right? Is it a cry for help or
right.
all that? That's why, because very, very easily it could be Ja leaving to go to a some sort of treatment
place. I can't relate to the lifestyle, but I can relate to him potentially feeling like he's going through this thing alone a little bit, because he probably looks around and, you know, everybody wants to get a piece of you. Everybody's telling you who you do need to talk to, who you don't need to talk to. And he's probably like, they don't understand. They don't, you know, they played in a different era, or they, I think what this sort of is showing is the plight. And I say that relatively, okay, but the plight of the young superstar in the age of social media, you know, like we're seeing every intrusive thought. We're seeing.
I do. He's been on it since he was a kid.
Exactly.
I think he has a hard time with that. And when he's literally, you know, feeling those sentiments of,
yeah,
hey, I'm leaving, that he wants to express it on,
I mean,
on social media.
Ja is one of the first superstars who was truly born of the era when everybody was on it. I mean, there are guys who, you know, who kind of were in the middle, who kind of came in between. One was around, the other wasn't maybe. But with Ja, it was like by the time Ja was in college, in high school, it was immersed, right? Social media, it was immersive, it was around, it was everything. And I think this is really a ballad about becoming something that, but far beyond your wildest imaginations, and doing it, you know, for the world to see every single day. You know, I know LeBron was, you know, in a similar way, but I mean, that we were still printing magazines. You know, it was not day to day, blow by blow,
well,
in the way that the Ja Morant story has played out. And I think that pressure that Ja probably feels, because when you're in that, it feels like the whole world is watching, even though they're not. Even though, in the grand scheme of things, it's a small relative to the whole entire world. But it can feel, the weight, I think, can feel really heavy, and I think that's probably what he's dealing with right now, on top of other things.
Well, keep in mind,
money,
you have to tell Adam Silver you're doing something.
Of course.
I mean, especially after what you just did, where you go up and you meet with him face-to-face and you tell him, I understand. He says, we appreciate what you're doing in terms of taking your steps, and then you, again, repeat essentially the same mistake 10 weeks later. You're now going to have to show him a plan that's different from the first one and probably more intense, something he and listen, as part of him believing that, you'd think it'd have to be thorough. And that's why, again, I go back to this could very well be that. Again, Josh showing the league everything else, whether he knows his punishment now or not, or whether he's trying to influence what that might be by showing Silver now, I'm going to take these steps. Because, again, here's where we are as we get set for Norton Hurd the fourth. Words no longer matter. It's what he said in the statement. It's what we said as soon as he made the same mistake again. It's all going to be about actions now. And again, this could be the first step of actions. I'd like to believe, and optimistically believing that it's, these are the steps now rather than, oh, Ja's in some bad mental place because things are being taken away from. He should be past that point of realization. Again, I can't get into Ja's head and say where he should be, but I think what we should take into account before we're wildly speculating, oh, he could be in a bad place or is these the signs of addiction or whatever else, is that these could be the steps to go to a facility like he did the first time and maybe something more thorough, maybe a different one, whatever else it is. But maybe steps that are steps to a good thing. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to this is necessarily negative.
Yeah, I mean, I did the hit with Jeff today, but I'll just say it again. Like, this is unprecedented stuff in terms of things I can remember, covering Memphis sports.
Well, you can't really look into yourself just very simply, right, unless you kind of sort of get away.
Yeah.
And that's what
for a real amount of time. Not 10 days.
He was criticized the first time for how short it was.
Yeah.
We weren't among them.
Yeah.
Ja came out so far as sounding like, okay, I got this licked.
But like for me, for our seats, like, we don't know what, we don't know what Ja needs help with.
That's why you don't
specific,
want to go too far on this.
You know what I mean? Like, what are we targeting here? What are we trying to help him do or not do? You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, the gun is the first and foremost piece of it, but like, what's really driving that? I don't know. I don't have a degree in psychology. I have no clue. So I don't know what we're trying to necessarily.
Dude, is really why you feel the need to show it?
Yeah, which again,
a lot of folks got guns.
I don't know what drives that. So,
right. Does that go back to your thing about is this possibly an addiction to social media that you can address?
Yeah.
Just the need to show everything, or whether you thought you were on the phone, whatever else, you're still flashing.
Yeah.
That's why is that the case? And you look inside yourself, maybe those questions hadn't been answered as of yet. Maybe you got to get away to go answer those questions.
Yeah, either way, hoping for the best because,
yeah, we all are.
The mental health struggles are real and they're hard. And, whether they're self-inflicted or not, they're still real. And so I hope that Ja Morant finds some peace within himself, and I hope that he can get back to doing what he does best, which is hoop. And do so freely and help the Grizzlies, become whatever they're going to become, because if they need him. And then the community needs him and his family needs him. So I hope that in this time,
he can be a very positive influence in this community.
He can find that. We'll come back. Norton Hurd the fourth is going to join us. We'll talk to him and get his thoughts on the EYBL event this weekend in Memphis, his squad, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, iTurn FM, ESPN.
I'm Michael Jenkins, helping you beat the books with BetQL. The Yankees look like they are back, having won 15 of their last 20, and the BetQL model is starting to take notice. New York will host Baltimore in Game 2 of their series tonight, and with Nestor Cortez on the mound, the BetQL model is expecting the Yankees streak to continue. The money line isn't too juicy at just -140, and if you're feeling a bit frisky, the run line for New York gets you plus money at +145. Either way you want to play it, the BetQL 5-star play of the day is to grab the Yankees over Baltimore in New York.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome. Norton Hurt IV is the Team Thad program director and coach. He's essentially the host this weekend. Team Thad is. He is as the Nike EYBL makes its final stop before July's Peach Jam here in Memphis. First time in Memphis that it's one of the major stops. Let's pull this to Coach so we can get him nice and comfortable, because there's going to be enough pressure on you this weekend. We don't want to put any on you right now. I want you nice and at ease. Can you hear everything? You got it? Okay. Brad's giving him directions. Man, why you look so nervous when you've been on here 100 times now?
This mic is a little different today, but just like...
Do we need to get it closer to you?
Yeah, we good. Y'all hear me good?
Yeah. Dude, you are loud and clear.
Okay, the mic, you know, I'm just like this weekend. I'm going to adjust when I need to adjust. So, you know, just nothing different. We back to regular schedule. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Not as well as you. 10-2 on the circuit so far through 3 stops.
Let's talk about the 2, though. Brutal.
That's not the right way to approach it. But, of course, you know John Wood.
Yeah.
What went wrong, man? I don't want to talk about what went right.
Well, you know.
Was it a coaching issue?
We could start it with wrong because it ain't that much to talk about. It's only 2 glimpses. You know, you have 10
That's
great.
Like a fool want to talk about the Lakers losing rather than Denver winning yesterday.
Yeah, you know.
I'm the problem with the media.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the L's as opposed to the 10 wins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And being right now, tops in Pool A?
Yep, first place. Currently first place as of today. So I'm glad y'all brought me on here.
That's right.
I don't know how it's going to be after the weekend.
It wouldn't have happened if you were third. I mean, I can
tell you
that.
That's why we brought you on before.
No, that's good. That's good.
No, you're going to shine this weekend.
We're going to shine.
Five games. Starting Saturday?
The events start on Friday, but Team Thad start on Saturday.
Right, we're just talking about the Team Thad campaign, bro.
Wait, we have some teams that starting on Friday, though. Yeah. We start.
And do you know who you play already?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go on NikeEYB.com, it has the schedule. And so we play 2 teams that's in the top 5, which is Vegas Elite and Bradley Beal.
Yep.
Okay.
We play JL3 John Lucas team, which also will be a Peach Jam team.
7-5.
And then we play All Ohio and Pro Skills that probably won't have a chance to make it. But what's crazy is the one game that Pro Skills won in Dallas, it'll shock you, was against the Scholars.
Stop.
And the Scholars is a top 5 team. And, you know, that was their only, even so it's showing 2 wins, they got 1 forfeit win. So that was their only true game that they won.
Pro Skills beat Scholars.
So that's why I say you got to always, when it comes to the EYBL and come to AU, you got to always still go in there with your, you know, with your guard up and be ready to prepare. You know, and even All Ohio Red, they got Jerry Easton, which is a top 25 kid at the point guard. And, you know, they have some of the top teams only beat them by 2 or 3 points. So it's one of them things where, like, we still have to come out and play, you know, extremely good ball. You know, our goal is to, you know, like the NCAA, I think I told you this off air, they get you to get 4 number 1 seeds. They do 4 pools. So our goal is to, you know, go out of there with a number 1 seed. And I feel like if we go 3-2 this weekend, we can accomplish that. I feel like that's doable. The goal is still to win every game. The goal is to still, you know, we'll be out. No excuses made. I'm on air. We will be up without a couple kids, USA basketball, injuries, all that. But guess what? It's team that the standards are the same. So we're going in with the same mentality. Next man up, next coach up, and we feel like we still have put in the work to get it done.
Yeah, to John, let's educate Quaintance, right? Team USA, he'll be out.
He'll be out.
One of your leading scorers, rebounds, your 6'10", top 25 prospect, top 5 center in the country for 25?
25. Yeah. Pretty biggest kid in our team. Pretty much our only big. We only, you know, with our fast pace, only take a big and a half every year. And so, of course, we have the gang rebound. Jasper was going to be out because he's in that same class, but they moved him up to the 17 because he turned that before the year out. And then we have a top 100 kid, Larry Johnson, who's injured.
Okay.
But we do have some surprises also. You know, Nike sent the email and said, you know, even though our roster's locked, you can, you know, possibly add a player too. So we do have some high level within the rules, some high level things that we're going to try to pull off this weekend and bring some excitement to the city. And, you know, we have on our side too, even though we are down a player or two, I feel like we up a player or two because the great city of Memphis will be behind us.
Yeah,
and so, you know,
the difference.
We're having hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people coming out and supporting us will give us, I believe, what we need to overcome anything.
You should have the city behind you. Now, we have not had – this thing's here because of the new complex, right? The Memphis Sports and Events Center, I believe it's called out there. I still have not been – can – do you have an idea of how many people will be able to be in there and watching y'all that want to come out and watch this, that haven't seen a session of the EYBL? You know, I've been to some, you know, there's been some where there wasn't a ton of seating. There have been some where you can get a ton of people in there. Like, in terms of people that want to come out and support, how many people does that place seat?
So
just if you were guessing,
because
I realize this is the first time, so ask you.
You know, the only reason I don't want to guesstimate, because I went in there before it was open. I had the privilege to do a tour, me and Thad Young, before it opened, and it looked like it seated a lot. Now, for your regular, you know, listener and you and Brad, you know, if I say 2,000 and it come out to be 10, y'all okay with it? But John would be, oh my God,
yeah,
that's such a big
gap. Like,
I mean,
losses, right?
You know, so I don't want to estimate. A guesstimate, but I know it seats thousands and thousands. Because you're talking about 16 courts, 18 courts, and this arena style. I mean, they actually got, like, from what he showed me, we was going to different floors, even though it wasn't built. They had, like, booths and stuff. What do you call it, the Grizzly, when you people who sit in the
terrace level.
Terrace. They got all that type of stuff where you can be in a room seeing those. So it's pretty unique. Now, I haven't been in there because I've been so busy since they started playing these last 3 months in different events.
Yep.
This would be my first time, and I might call the guy up and just do a walkthrough, you know, maybe tomorrow or something. Or
so you'll be without your leading rebounder in this tournament. Okay. And who's your first game?
First game is Pro Skills.
Pro Skills. Okay. So we're going to set that number. Team Thad at home. Y'all probably be 4.5-point underdogs.
I like that.
See, John thinks he's smart.
I like that.
Is that a good number? Does that feel right to you?
Man, you know, all I'm going to do tomorrow in the practice is let my team hear this. That's all I'm going to do. You know, so, yeah.
That's not a big number.
No, it's not.
I mean, that's a fair – I mean, without your – I mean, I think a leading rebounder, what's he averaging in terms of points?
Not sure, but all our – so we don't have anyone on our team to average, which they all can, 20 or 30.
Oh,
all
it's balanced.
Yeah, we have like six kids
right,
averaging
so, okay,
between,
okay, so let me,
you know, 8 and 14.
I'll go plus –
what about
plus
Reed?
Plus two.
Yeah, Reed is actually leading – he's top 10 in points and rebounding in EYBL.
That's what I'm telling you. He's actually your leading – by a few rebounds, he's actually your leading rebounder. You'll have
– we've
have
adjusted
him.
It. We
see?
So, plus two. We've taken it down to plus two.
They got Darion Reed.
Because you're sandbagging, man. It's hard for me to set numbers on these. You don't know who's in and who's out.
I mean, yeah, Jason is very educated. I don't even have to answer the question. Jason has studied
failed.
For this segment. Jason
yes,
is ready.
Yes.
I mean, he has been on the EYB, and they done a great job.
All this info I got.
And
I got times. I got records.
Yeah,
of teams.
Jason got it all planned out.
Well, it's a two-person show. All right.
Looks like your leading rebounder is going to be out. Coming on in late street.
Is this the first time Memphis has had this type of event?
Yes, I think this is the first time that I know Nike is very strong with Memphis and the great programs we have had throughout the history of Memphis, from, you know, Y and Team Penn and Bluff and that and all those. But like you say, I think it's perfect timing with the facility.
No doubt.
They can accommodate it with the talent.
It's so awesome. And this might be our best chance to ever win for a Memphis-based team to win the Peace Jam. It really might. I mean, we went there year after year after year.
Yeah,
it's hard. And I know I don't want to get ahead of myself, yeah. But you are in position to get yourself a number one seed. And now you've got a session in Memphis. That's what I'm saying, to sort of, you know, get those final steps
in. Try to figure it out. Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting. It'd be a very exciting weekend. And you know one thing about Memphis, though, like, even our high school basketball, right, you got kids going to prep school, it's a little down. But you have casual, everyday people in Memphis who love basketball so much, they still, no kids or nothing, they go around and support it. And so I would tell the average fan this, if you have been going to high school basketball and you're wondering, because sometimes people wonder, why this kid ain't got this, what we need to do? To come see basketball at its highest level, you have a chance to do that this weekend. You definitely support Team Thad. That should be number one. But even outside of that, it's
the best.
It's the Nike teams from every state. You will see a lot of kids at University of Memphis recruit. You will see a lot of kids that's going to be in high major ball next year. You will see a lot of kids that's going to be in the NBA in 2-3 years.
Yep.
And you get to see the highest level or highest done from organized coaching, pressure, players.
There's no question.
Just the elite of the elite. You know, now we have an elite facility. And you will see it at its highest level. And I think you will gain knowledge and respect about, you know, how things is done and appreciate it more.
No, it's the elite of the elite. And the EYBL has always been that. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it because you saw all the best there. Man, Ben Simmons, Randall, all of them going back there. And that's back when the years where Team Penny was trying. They got to that. How'd they get to the championship game?
Yeah, they made a championship game.
Got a late technical foul that shouldn't have been called. I believe it was on Dylan Mitchell that shouldn't have been called. That's as close as any Memphis-based team's gotten. And Herd's got Team Thad in great position this year to get a one seed going into it. It's in July, the actual Peach
Jam. Peach Jam in July.
Qualifying's right now as part of Session 4.
And since they made all the leagues, EYB have been out, I think, 12 years. You got Under Armour, you got Adidas. So, no, not just Memphis, no Tennessee-based shoe brand have ever won a championship besides, you know, when I did it at Under Armour.
When you did it at Under Armour.
And so now we're going to try to do it at Nike. And
that's big time.
Keep it going.
That's why I'm. I've told my kid the same thing you have. You want to see the best. You want to see the elite of the elite. This is it. This is the circuit that everybody wants to be on. It's got all the future NBA players on it. You want to go see it. Now it's right here in Memphis at this brand new. And they're telling me they think as many as 2,000. We'll probably use eight courts minimum this weekend. I'm just reading from somebody that would know. It sounds like that.
Well, tell
and again,
them
that's
not,
that's a but so thousands is.
Well,
is
yeah,
in play.
I said 2,000.
You said 2,000 initially.
Whoever,
I thought maybe they're backing you up
text.
Here.
So they're going to, I believe, from my understanding, they're going to use all 16 courts because we got 15. They might only use.
Going to use all six. That's what he said. 16.
17.
Said depending on the layout.
But tell them we
could
got,
use eight. Could use six.
Yeah, we're using because you got 15, 16, 17, and EYBCL.
I've never been in that place yet. Brad has. He got a tour of it. You said you and Thad had been through there and seen it a ton. My kid, we've missed the tournaments where our teams played in there, but it's supposed to be just a beautiful facility.
I think I'm
right there in Liberty Park for those that don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do a walkthrough probably tomorrow or something. Call the guy up and Jason, if you're not doing that, you should probably be my guest. We go do a walkthrough.
Bro, I'd love to see the place
and see how it's going. John, I'll give you a text too. You might be busy though, but
I'll be busy. I probably can't make it.
John used to be a Peach Jam guy, but see that got he got too big.
No. I love basketball. I love all of them.
Remember, you used to see, we used to go to Peach Jam together. We'd drive over in John's beat up Ford.
It's not fun.
But
it's not
got
fun.
He graduated.
Because it's fun to watch. It's cold in there, though. It's like this studio, you know, it's also hard to get the kids afterward. I'd rather just watch it as a fan than work it.
Well, that's why I think this is a perfect opportunity. And for Memphis to come out as a fan, you're going to see it.
My goal really is to just never work, honestly. It's just to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my goal moving forward.
Is this on closed circuit or a streaming thing?
It's always streaming.
You want folks to come out, but is
what's
folks
that
can actually see this live?
NikeEYB.com.
Oh, it streams there?
Yeah, like
my
you can go and press
does.
Live. So, gotcha. And that's every tournament or whatever, but like you said, with it being right here at home. And I'm going to be real, like I throw tournaments. You know, you're a part of a lot of great people in the city that throw tournaments. Frank, Ernie, like actually Nike – Like, on these days, if you go to a youth tournament, you're finna spend a lot of money. I mean, it's $20 to get in, $30, $40 to get
in. It's unbelievable.
Nike is actually, I didn't know this because I never paid to get in. Parents told me the other day, Nike, and I don't want to quote this on air, Nike is only $10.
Like, now, that's crazy because I paid $20 to get in for about one game in some of these tournaments. Some two tops.
To it's rinky dink.
And then they're getting my wife another $20. They're hitting us for $40 going in.
Where's the money going?
Yeah,
they don't need, Nike doesn't need it exactly. Like these, you know, some of these tournaments to charge a.
I have heard it's only $10. And if
man,
that's true,
I hope that's the case.
I hope so because I have had.
Can I get VIP on that then? We're going to double up on that then. I'm happy to pay
$10. People keep hitting me. Can I get a band? I'm like, I hope it's.
Oh, man, I know you're getting hit up by everybody.
I feel like a Brody when they come to their hometown. They're like, they got all these tickets. People, I mean, everybody, you got a band, you got a band. I'm like, dude, how do you get in? This is just get in line and get a ticket.
It seems like to me this is the lock-in with Memphis and Nike. Like, this thing goes off successfully as it should. There's
I
no reason
so.
To think it will. Why would Nike ever leave? Why wouldn't Memphis be one of the session spots every year?
A bit of a hub, for the USFL.
100%. And then you got a built-in host spot every year.
Because, you know, like the showboats mm-hmm. and the gamblers share, you know, they all play at Simmons Bank Memorial Stadium. It's like a hub.
Okay. And I'm with y'all, and I think we need the city –
that's what I'm saying,
out,
to get behind
to
it.
To make
got,
this happen. And not just the people who come into
team.
The games.
Yes.
I would just tell everybody from, like, you know, great employees all over the city, from restaurant workers to I just think it's going to be so many high-level people in town.
Oh, it is.
And we can host people in a great way, make everyone feel comfortable, have people having a great experience. It's Memorial Weekend. It's Memphis in May.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, pray to God that the crime rate is really low this week and just everybody comfortable and make people want it. Because I think this is big. Nike coming here every year.
Yes.
I think it'll be off the chain. And, you know, I'm going to do my part and we will be, you know, a quality, you know, program every year to host it also. And I think it's huge. I think it'll be great. And this weekend, like he keeps saying, Jason, pressure. Yeah, playing at home comes with pros and cons. You know, because, like, you got to look at it from this. Y'all probably not even looking at it from this standpoint. When we're in Dallas or Atlanta and Cali, we have our kids together. You know, they have curfew, they have birthday. Mm-hmm. You know, we even have to tell coaches and everybody, like, there's no going home. Like, even if you have a wife, even if you have a dog, like, it's the same
everybody's
way.
Together.
You got to treat it like if we was in L.A. So it's like, you know, a lot confident kids from Memphis. You can't drive your car to the hotel. You're on the team van.
Right. Hopefully
know.
You get a dog sitter. I mean –
Yeah, that's their job. Do whatever they was doing when we was going out of town.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
Don't let them get you.
Yeah,
off.
We love animals. We love everything.
I'm
here
just saying. They need
92.9.
They need to, you know,
Team Thad.
Love
be
all
professional.
Animals.
You know, handle your affairs.
Yeah. Team Thad loves animals.
Yeah, yeah. We love
you're
every.
You're saying treat, just because we're home,
yeah.
Don't treat it differently.
Don't treat it different because we have to have the same preparation because we need these games. To go into Peace Jam and go into Peace Jam the right way. So, you know, playing at home, as many pros as it come with, it actually is a lot of distraction.
Because you don't want people feeling, like, too comfortable, right? Like, they wouldn't approach the game with the same intensity.
Exactly.
You can go home and make a sandwich at the crib, you know, and get back to practice. No, we're not doing none of that. You're going to get your dog sitter, get your dog walker. You know, somebody will get the pool boys with the wife this weekend, whatever the case may be. You know, and that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot, John.
Yeah. What'd you say? Who with the wife?
No, the pool boy. You know, that's how it goes, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't.
You probably wonder how, like, I do a show for 3 hours.
It's just like a normal road trip.
Whatever going on, it was going on, whatever, John. We just want our people in place of Team Thad.
Thank you.
The kids, the staff, the parents, support, everybody be all locked in as we make this run. And
bro, how many times have we done this segment, bro? I mean, you know, it's like I'm trying to get you off the block a little bit, man. I got to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Man, it's very focused. Has a very important weekend ahead of
us. Yeah, we have to.
Not going
to
throw them off.
We have to be ready, man.
Hey, real quick, I have a question separate of the UIBL event. Were you in the industry, in the game, when Tatum was coming up with the War Eagles and all that?
No, I was just coming probably out of high school at the time. I remember him hearing about he played a couple of tournaments or something.
Okay,
with the War
Eagles. So I was just wondering if it was like a you know, a real, I don't know how many events he played, how many times he was with them, but I just remember that picture.
But what's your reasoning behind it?
Well, it's just amazing, like, the player that he is, you know, especially in elimination games. Dude was amazing last night. He averaged like 30 points a game in elimination, and it's cool, like, that dude came through Memphis.
He came through Memphis. Yeah,
you know, I mean, he played some tournaments in Memphis. You know, I don't
I mean, War Eagles, you know, your son played for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, War Eagles, especially hey, at that time, was one of the most legendary programs.
Just about everybody who was in anybody went through there at some
point.
From
the youth, like kindergarten through eighth, you know, back when it was, I mean, everybody, a lot of people came through there, you know, when Frank OG. Had his hands on it and he was running it full time and you had a lot
yeah.
of, it was pretty legendary.
What we were talking about this a little bit off air, but I want to hit it in case any Nike execs are listening. Howie is the host, got an 8 o'clock game on Saturday. And at 8 a.m. in the morning, you're playing Pro Skills, who you mentioned, 2-10, but they've shown they can beat some good teams. How did we get an 8 a.m. game? And how early do you have to get the guys up and ready for an 8 a.m. game?
And so that's what I was telling you. We have to be focused because, like, an 8 a.m. game is brutal.
It's crazy.
Because you have to, one, go to sleep the night before by 9:30, get teenagers to do that, possibly even take phones.
You're going to take phones? I know they do that at the college level sometimes.
Yeah, probably 8 a.m. game, I'm leaning towards it. We have to wake up at 6. We'll have breakfast at 6:30. We'll probably leave the hotel between 6:50 and 7. So that's why I say we have to be focused. And, you know, it was funny because I was telling y'all off air, so many people like, oh, Herd, I need you to host me. Take me here. Take me eat. Take me to this place. And it's like, man, I got to be up at 6 in the morning on 2 days straight. I'm not sure. But to Nike defense, I went through the schedule. All 17 U's first game on Saturday is at either 8 or 9. So that's
okay. Somebody's getting the early one, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Like, everybody play at 8. And then if you don't play at 8, you play on the game right next. So that's everybody first game on Saturday. And I guess they do that because our second game is around 3, and I guess they want everybody to just be able to enjoy their day or enjoy Memorial weekend. So everything on Friday and Saturday is actually kind of early.
John will like this because he's really into and he's written about Trey. What did Billy's son look like when y'all played? Was it last session y'all saw him?
Yeah, we played them in Dallas last session.
You'll be interested in this, John.
So
I'm interested in all of it.
So I don't work for any university, okay? But just being from the city, and we like to keep it, I think he's a must-get for Memphis.
He had 20. Wow. He had 20 in that game, right? He led him in scoring that game.
I don't recall anybody who hits 20 on us. My mind goes blank. So you have the stats to show that.
But I looked at a box score.
He has a good game against
us. I'm surprised John ain't got this because he's looking at your losses or whatever.
He's trying to keep up with you right now. He's drinking Mountain Dew coffee, but that ain't going to work. That ain't going to help him keep up with
giving up on that.
He's looking at, is he going to bet on WNBA tonight? That's what he got over there on the computer. Probably. Bro, what did I say?
John, you don't, let me make sure. I know it's a difference between being a fan and putting your money in the right investments. Yeah. You don't bet on the Raiders, do you?
No, you're usually against them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, there have been rare occasions over the last 10 years, but very rare.
Okay, because I know you're doing good in life, you're doing good in the industry. I'm sure you got a cool savings account, and betting on them too much will turn your whole life around.
Yeah.
I'm sure
it'll turn it down.
You got to be careful.
But if I bet against them, you know, that way I'm winning something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Winning money while you're crying about your team.
Either way, yeah.
Experience.
This is it, man. I'm getting goosebumps looking at you. This weekend is so important to set ourselves up for Peace Jam.
Jason's more excited than maybe you are.
I mean, that's how we want.
I get excited when a Memphis-based team really has the chance to do it.
You know, me and Jason,
we've never done it. We go back.
We go back.
And my man is in the spot.
Why isn't he on your staff? That's a good question. Why isn't Jason?
I mean, he hasn't given me a shirt.
Oh, Jason,
so much as a shirt
on Earth.
Not one piece of gear. But I don't ask for that.
You have plenty of gear this weekend.
See, he's putting you off.
And what we might do, you know what? I might tell y'all to announce tomorrow. I might have a stand before it opened up of Team Thad gear that I'm giving out to the city, yelling black tiles,
bro, the whole
barbecue
city
grill.
Should get
we might do
you.
This thing.
The whole
we might
city
come
needs
the terrible
to be there.
Tiles this weekend.
The whole city needs to be there. This is a great opportunity to put on for the city. And you guys have repped them so well for years.
So
now.
Well.
Yeah.
Man, doing a great job at Nike. People, you know,
good
want to,
hear.
To know about the transition.
Is Thad flying in for this? Or he got
no, no, he's transitions.
He's a busy man.
I remember like a year or two ago, there were some rumblings, man, and I don't think you have to worry. You're all good, man.
Yeah. The rumble is actually true in a good way. You know, I say more off of error.
Okay.
You know, it's true in a good way.
There's like 4 people that know what we're talking about, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's plenty. It's plenty because some of the ones that, you know, we're talking is very silent and they hear us right now on the radio. So it's
well, you know, I will say like there were, you know, there were I assume that when you make the jump from Under Armour to Nike, that there are people,
some naysayers, some doubters,
right? Who sort of, and I think it's a uniquely Memphis thing sometimes that people want to see you fall.
Yeah. But they picked the wrong guy. They picked the wrong guy. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
They picked the wrong program. You know, whether it's Nike lead, Under Armour lead, if Gucci started lead, as long as it's a wooden court,
we're prepared.
Tell them where you're from.
I'm from Walker Home, so I've been down, you know, my whole life.
Did you hear that?
You know, we're
bro,
good.
You act like I was the one that was doing it. I wasn't out here doing it.
Just in case, you know, people that's listening too much also can start believing. So
that's why I always tell Ernie, like, Ernie he has to pay for everything, so he gets no help. So it doesn't matter what he does or not. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Like, he's a lovable loser, like a Bad News Bear type of dude.
Hey, no. You need to stop. You know, you got to go over there.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, Ernie did so good in the spring, they moved him up to 3SSB.
Well, again, we talked about that. He's not going to have those same dudes, though, right?
He's not going to have the main one, the big fella, but
yeah, bro,
he's trying to pull some off.
No, I know he is.
I'm even going to help him. And me and Ernie, that's why I like where Grassroots Ball is at right now, because at one point, I feel like it was so divided, like people was almost ready to be for a fight, and instead, we should all be helping each other for the basketball community.
Ernie is not your competition, obviously. I mean,
he's not my competition, because nobody's my competition. I want to have brotherly love inside this city.
I like that.
And create unified.
But you and Ernie actually collaborate, though. You guys have a collaborative partnership at times.
When
Memphis and May, you've worked together on it.
We did a little bit together. We did pretty good last week. But the thing
is, did y'all play Hoop City last week?
We didn't. But we're trying to set some up for this Friday. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do it because we got five games.
Gotcha.
But we were going to do a big classic Friday to tip it off for the city before everything happens on Saturday and Sunday of that. But, you know, Ernie does a good job.
You don't have to be political about Ernie. I'll rip Ernie. Like, it is what it is on this show. Like, I mean, he needs to hear it.
I would tell you this. You know, it's a lot of teams popping up around here. And Jason, I know, I hate that you got to experience this because it's your first son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a lot more crazy on the youth side. Like, you'll be looking at a parent that's 8, 10, and 12 and be like, you know, they still got to go to middle school and high school before they go to the NBA, first.
It's unbelievable.
So it's actually more crazier on that side. This side is crazy, but at 16 and 17, people kind of know where they at a little bit.
Yep.
And people have calmed down. Your son is not the tallest third grade no more. He's the shortest 11th grader now. You get what I mean?
Yep.
So
you've been humbled by that time, quite frankly. A lot of us have dropped off.
So
at this age, everybody got the dream and everybody's kid is a future
But I will
star.
Say this, you know, everybody don't like when more teams come around. You know, if a new radio station open, you know, it's how it go. But honestly,
I'm like you, no competition.
I like it when it's more teams, because at the end of the day, I've seen, like, this weekend in Memphis in May, I seen certain kids that were good, probably not good enough for certain teams, and they were on certain teams and they were able to play and still be active.
Now that's
and so you do need that. As long as a guy, you might not see eye to eye with everybody who, you know, genuinely about kids. You know, everybody not go to college, but basketball teaches something bigger than college also. It teaches discipline, it gets you ready for the life, it gets you ready for the work, where if you have the proper leadership and coaches in place, it's a little bigger. I mean, it's a great experience. I mean, we got to wake up at 30 and 40 and talk about something. We played basketball. You don't just want to wake up. You didn't do nothing in your life. I mean, so it's bigger than just
going
to college. Now, if you play between that, you're going to have a very high chance of going to college. But I'm just saying, leave it in basketball in general. It's a great experience.
I got to ask you about the Monday matchup against Brad Beal Elite, just because they're also 10-2 in terms of teams you'll face this weekend. That one's got the same record as you. Mm-hmm. What do they have? How tough a matchup will that be?
Well, coach, very tough.
Finale.
They really big, so that's where the rebound go come in. Bradley Beal got 3-4 bigs, so it's going to be a style of fight.
Has he got any USA guys that are gone?
See, that's the problem with USA. I played two kids up. It's actually the 16U USA. They might didn't play nobody up, so they ain't going to worry about it. See, really, this USA go affect, it affected 17s last year with Caleb.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.